Today's minhag is Perek Shira. Does everyone know what Perek Shira is? There's a
scroll book with a lot of pictures.
It's become today a big business.
The animals.
Perek Shira is an ancient set of Mishnah memorous brisos of all of the psukim collected from Tanakh that the animals and different parts of the Bria sing to Hashem. A pasuk that the dog sings to Hashem, the grass sings to Hashem, the mountains, the sun, the moon, so on and so forth. Perek Shira is divided into six parakim. Who wrote Perek Shira? So there are three opinions. One opinion is David HaMelech is the author of Perek Shira. There's another opinion that it was authored by David together with his son Shlomo HaMelech. And there's a third opinion that it was not authored by David or Shlomo, it was authored by a Tana, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, could be Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rashi, the son of Rabbi Shimon Yochai. He is the author of Perek Shira. Others said that no, it's not true. Rabbi Eliezer was the one that made a takana that people should recite Perek Shira, but it does not mean that he himself was the author of Perek Shira. Everyone seems to agree that David HaMelech or David Shlomo was Mechaber Perek Shira. This is not, today it appears that it's a new thing. All of a sudden, the last couple of years, people have become accustomed to say Perek Shira. It's not a new thing. This has been brought down in an old, ancient Svarim, Miyamim, Kadmoniams. It's time memorial to say even an old Sidurim from 300 years ago, it was written, it was recorded, and it was written to recite Perek Shira. According to some opinions, reciting Perek Shira is more choshev, has more power than reciting Tehillim. And a person has a choice, should I say a few kapitlach of Tehillim, or should I recite Perek Shira? It's better to recite Perek Shira.
On a daily basis.
There's Chazal that says Kol Oisek b'Perek Shira. If a person Oisek is muftach, incredible brachos. There are different Perek Shira is divided to six parakim. Some Gedolim said that you should say a little bit every day. You don't have to say the whole thing in one shot. It's very, very short. I don't know if the Siddurim had it. The old Siddurim, the new Siddurim. I think the article published the new Siddurim. They published it. They took their Siddur from 25 years.
Made a big point about it.
And they called the Siddur for the new generation. Mm-hmm. All the things that have been rediscovered, the Igeres Ramban, Perek Shira, I believe that's there. Today it's become a new thing, and it's also today with all graphics and desktop publishing. Every publisher put a nice Perek Shira, something nice about Chasna. But some learn that it's more chashuv to say than Tehillim itself. It's a very big thing. It's divided to six prakim. Some say you're supposed to say one perek every single day. And the Mefarshimos point out that you're not supposed to just say it. It says in Chazal kol ho'oisek, which means you fully must understand and comprehend what the psukim are referring to the creatures. That's where you'll have the merit, the toikef, the power of bringing what of the schus and the effect that it's capable of doing.
Now, is Perek Shira consistent? Just as Yasha?
No. Perek Shira are the Bria. It describes, you have to see, it describes animals, every animal, the pasuk that every animal and every part of the Bria recites to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dog has a special pasuk which it says to Hashem. Pasuk in Tehillim, pasuk in Chazal. The dog takas is the only one that's not from pasuk. It's Baruch Shem Kemalchus on the web. But the mountains, what pasuk do the mountains sing to Hashem? What pasuk does the sun sing to Hashem? What pasuk does the moon sing to Hashem? What pasuk do the stars sing to Hashem? What pasuk does the grasshopper sing to Hashem? What pasuk does the elephant sing to Hashem? Kohena v'Kohena. There are six prakim divided into different sections, different categories of the world, what each individual object or creature sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very big schus, it's a very, very big schus to say it or to learn it, to understand. Once in a while, you should come across it, and it's not such a good idea to say it. Now, this is what I find very interesting. What does it mean exactly that the animals, or the sun, the moon, sing their respective pasuk to Hashem? Does it mean mamish that they actually sing these words, they say these words. What does it mean? What does the sun say? It says such and such. The sun actually speaks. The sun has a mouth. So one opinion is yes, we just don't see it. And they bring rise from this week's parasha, Bilam. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'oson. The oson, the donkey spoke. The donkey, only we just don't hear. And there are times where, at that point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Bilam to hear the words of the donkey.
But that was a special
breed. Okay, that's a question. Is that a special breed? There's a special breed that we were able to hear what it has to say. But in their unique way, they have intelligence that we do not relate to. They live in their own world. In their way, they actually say these words. We see this by the Osam. We see the Nochash spoke. Where else do we have? We see, there are a few examples in Tanakh where we see by David HaMelech when the Oren was captured, and David by the Plishtim, and it was brought back to David. It says that the Poros, Vayisharna HaParos, the Poros sang as they brought the Oren back to David HaMelech. They sung. What do you mean they sung? Poros, animals sing? So we don't understand what this means, but we do see in Tanakh that there are different situations, there are different stories where they sing, and that's an indication that all of the Bria sings, just that we do not hear what they have to say. That is one approach. It's difficult to us to relate to, but that's one approach. Other approaches say no. What it means is, the Zohar says, and the Zohar Rizal says, it means the Sar Shalmaila of each of these items. Just like we have a Chazal that says that when every blade of grass, you shouldn't just pluck out a blade of grass. Everything that grows in this world has a malach, a guardian angel, which gives it strength and encouragement to grow and to develop. When it says in Perek Shira that all these are the psukim that are recited by the various elements, different things in creation, it refers to their guardian angel is reciting these things on their behalf. Whole different approach. A third approach is there's no guardian angel. It's not that the object itself speaks. It's that we, a human being, man, when Adam will study the moon, will study the stars, will study all the different creatures of creation, and you'll study their tafkid, their purpose, their function, man will come to the conclusion that the song that he will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in relation to this Bria is the following pasuk. So Perek Shira is not something that the dog sings, the elephant sings. It's not something that the guardian angel sings. It's something that we, man, are inspired to sing when we appreciate the function and role of each creature in Hashem's creation. Whole different approach to understand Perek Shira. And there's a fourth approach which I can't bring to memory. I don't know, maybe it'll come to me in a moment. Another approach to understand of who is singing. A Perek Shira, we said, some are accustomed to say it every day. To say it, it's broken into six parakim. Okay, the schus is more than Tehillim. Okay, what else did I want to say about Perek Shira? I lost my notes.
You say one Perek each day.
Yeah.
Well, the 6 days in a week.
Correct. And Shab, okay, let me just think, there was anything else? I had a whole thing in Perek Shira. I lost my notes. I left it somewhere. Okay, that's all I can remember. So we'll leave it with this. Perek Shira, that is our minute for today. Okay, we'll stop here. Take a break.